Thank you, sir.
Good morning, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, ladies and gentlemen from South African Tourism, together with the Department of Tourism. In the business of our Portfolio Committee on Tourism. We meet again this morning to look into the quarterly performance of the entity that we are assigned to oversight on, which is South African Tourism. We meet this morning to look into their first quarter and second quarter non-financial and financial performance as required to us as do oversight on the department assigned in the South African Tourism case. Honorable members, allow me to welcome you to this Portfolio Committee meeting. As this is your meeting, responsibility to be spending the public resources. You will be also ascertain whether I am audible.
You are now audible, Chair Clipson, but it does break up quite frequently.
Okay, I will move to a better position.
We can hear you now.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. My apologies for that, and I the quality of our interaction. At this time, I will be able to proceed and formally adopt our agenda. Mr. Botina and Dr. Kuzwayo. Honorable members, this is the agenda in front of us. I will invite honorable members to move for the adoption of the agenda as in front of us.
Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair.
With a show of hands, honorable members, I invite members to formally. Okay.
Morning.
Honorable Chair, I with the youth gadget, I can't raise my hand. I'm failing to understand my new system. Yes, Honorable Chair, I hereby move for the adoption of the agenda. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you,
yeah.
Honorable Bomba. Can I
get a second? Yeah.
Honorable Bomba, I was second.
Hi.
Thank you, Honorable
Bomba. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You don't want to change this?
No. Yeah, so I'm just in a meeting, but. That's fine. This can be done later, but maybe they'll wash in. No problem.
Honorable Mbushe will be with us up to around the 11 o'clock for Chairperson. Honorable Sithole has attended a PC meeting on transport. Honorable Nyeni has also apologized to Chairperson. Those are the apologies we have received. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm also going to fly to Cape Town today. My flight is at 12:15. Therefore, I may not complete the whole meeting. That's my apology. But I will be in the meeting until I take off with the flight. Thank you.
Chair of the together with DM to take us through. Perhaps you before they do the presentation, you have something to say through the acting chairperson of the board and also the DM. You are now invited to speak to the portfolio committee because of the performance of the entity for the two quarters that they are reporting on.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to the honorable members, the staff of the SAT. We want to first and foremost indicate that I thought there would be an apology sent for the acting chair. So the acting chair is rendered an apology, is not going to be part of the meeting. But the board will then be represented and led by Juzak and the chairperson of the audit committee on behalf of the chairperson of the acting chairperson of the board. We are presenting this first and second quarter a performance report in the context of, as you know, Chair, firstly we have developed the recovery plan and adopted it. So we are implementing this under first and foremost the context of the recovery plan. Secondly, as you are aware, we always from time to time have to change some of the plans or reduce some of the plans in terms of the implementation because of the restrictions that were continuous from time to time as part of the readjust strategy of government imposed as a result of the emergence of variants. You recall that when we were in the making of implementing the first and the second quarter, we were then hit by the Delta, which then necessitated that government then to readjust the strategy, which then imposed some restrictions of one form or another in terms of traveling, which then affected the department and the entity in terms of the plans that they wanted to implement, especially in the context of the tourism recovery plan, of which we were focusing mainly on the domestic market. As you know, that during that period, most of the international markets were closed. There were one form of restriction or another in most of our markets. And therefore, international tourists were highly available to travel to South Africa because of the restrictions that were imposed by their own countries. And also the challenges of the general safety as a result of the Delta variant that was all over the world and in South Africa as well. So we'll present this indicating what improvement we made in the first and second quarter, what are the challenges that made us not achieve what we're supposed to achieve, and what are the remedial action or measures that we'll be putting in place in the third and the fourth quarter to make sure that those that do not achieve in the second quarter are then pursued and make sure that they are achieved where it is practically possible. We'll then request that the chairperson of the audit committee introduced the team that is together with the acting CEO, Themba Khumalo. Duzabe.
Thanks very much, DM. Good morning to the portfolio committee members. Good morning to the team that is here with us today. Thanks for the opportunity for us to be able to give a briefing to the portfolio committee on how we have dealt with the tourism sector recovery plan and how we've performed on all our programs, quarter one and quarter two, from program one to program five. In terms of the people that are attending with us today, we have the acting CEO, Themba Khumalo, we have the acting CEO, Mr. Themba Khumalo. I will allow him to introduce the member of the executives that he's bringing forth. But as the DM has said, from our side, I think there's a lot of activity that we have seen in terms of interventions from a domestic demand perspective by the entity, some global marketing programs that have been ignited. There will be some global stats on tourism that will also be explained by management. as a DM, as I said, there are some indicators that the entity has not been able to get to achieve, and there are explanations around those, particularly around the business enablement, B2B and B2C. There will be an update as well around the investigations pertaining entities that are involved there, because that particular KPI, it's very key for us. But in other programs, I think we've hit other indicators as well. But we do lag behind on some, but the management will take over and explain the interventions that we have put in place. There will also be a presentation on financial performance and an update on human capital. We have an acting CE and some positions as well that we need to fill. So I will now, with your permission, Chair, allow the acting CE to lead the team.
Thank you very much. Good morning to the chairperson of the committee, to the honourable members, the deputy minister, the acting chairperson of the board for purposes of this session, who is the chairperson of the audit committee. My colleagues on the call, it is an honour and a privilege to share this presentation with you this morning on the performance of the first and second quarter of South African Tourism, the entity of the Department of Tourism. With me this morning, I have the Chief Financial Officer, who will be taking us through the financials. I also have the Acting Chief Operating Officer, who will be here to respond to some questions later on. I also have the National Convention Bureau Officer, who is also the Acting Chief Quality Assurance Officer, who is also on the line to answer some questions, and also the Acting GM for Human Capital, who also will be available to answer some questions later on in the session. And finally, I also have Tony Kalimane, who is the stakeholder manager in the office of the chief executive. We are going to go through, the presentation in the following fashion. We are going to first go through the environmental analysis, just looking at what the trading conditions were at the beginning of this week. We'll then go into the detail of our performance against the APP, the five measures. I'll then hand over to the Chief Financial Officer to go through our financial performance. I'll come back and deal with the human capital update, and then we'll open up the floor with your permission, Chair, for any further questions. Next slide. So, the environmental analysis. The tourism sector plan has got seven drivers, which the committee would be familiar with. What is specific to our entity is driver number two and driver number five, which is to stimulate domestic demand through targeted initiatives and campaigns. And number five, which is to execute the global marketing program and ignite international demand. Next slide. Over the trading period that we have, that we're reporting on, from a global performance standpoint, we've seen 49% of the GDP contribution of the tourism sector to the global economy being wiped out. So whereas it was 10.4% contribution to global GDP, that dropped in 2020 to 5.5% contribution. And if you look on the right-hand side, there was 334 million jobs globally, which was supported by the sector, to 272 over the 2020 period. This just shows that in the trading period that we're reporting over, there's been very adverse conditions, and the deputy minister did allude to those earlier on. Next slide. From a South Africa-specific point of view, from a GDP contribution, we were contributing 6.9%. That dropped to 3.7%. And that is a 49.8%, basically a 50% drop in GDP contribution. From a job standpoint, those 1.4 million jobs that were being supported by the sector, that dropped by 32.4%. And if you look at the visitor impact from a spend contribution standpoint, again, that dropped by 66%, primarily because in the international space, we had a reduction in international visitors coming in with foreign currency. So that impacted the revenue contribution into the economy significantly. I must say that from a domestic contribution standpoint, even though it reflects there a 42% drop in the trading period under report now, we do know that in quarter three, and we're seeing it into quarter four, that the domestic market has actually improved significantly in terms of its performance. We'll be reporting, to show that the campaigns that were run, our domestic team, had a huge impact on really sustaining the tourism sector over quarter three, the festive season. From a red list standpoint, as the DM pointed out, we had the Delta variant over this period. Later on in the day, the UK put out an adverse travel advisory against South Africa, which shut down the UK, which is to date our biggest individual international market. Next slide. France followed suit, and the rest of Europe, in terms of putting travel restrictions to South Africa, which therefore meant that our core markets like the Netherlands and France, all of those were shut down aside. The US remained open to South Africa. There were certain restrictions, but by and large, the US remained open, and we have seen that. Australia remained closed to the world in its totality. So out of that market, there was zero really arrivals from the next side. And China as well, because they had their own internal issues with the virus, really shut down to the rest of the world. So